President Trump fires away.
It should have been sooner. He's a racist.
Navy removes the head of the 7th Fleet.
Due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command.
They saw the solar eclipse.
And now some are seeing a doctor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Trump went to the Valley of the Sun to shine a light on his critics.
The only people giving a platform to these hate groups is the media itself and the fake news.
He used a Phoenix rally to attack the news media and defend his comments on Charlottesville.
Strongly condemned the neo-Nazis, the white supremacists, and the KKK.
Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
The president, in front of thousands of supporters, did not hold back.
It's time to expose the crooked media deception.
Mr. Trump said the media did not report truthfully his response to the violent protests in Charlottesville.
They don't want to report that I spoke out forcefully against hatred, bigotry, and violence.
And it wasn't just the media.
One vote!
Without specifically naming Senator John McCain, the president criticized the senior Arizona senator for voting no on the Republican health care plan. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Phoenix.
And the event brought out Trump opponents.
No Trump! No KKK! No fascist USA!
And there were clashes after the rally. CBS's Carter Evans.
It was chaos and confusion outside the Phoenix Convention Center. Police used tear gas to clear the streets of largely anti-Trump protesters after the president's rally.
We're up at the front line with the protesters here right now. I can feel the smoke kind of burning my eyes. They've been setting off flashbang grenades to try and disperse the crowd. And here they go.
At least 4 people were arrested. The Navy has just expanded the search area for the missing sailors on the USS McCain. Some bodies were found yesterday on the collision-damaged ship in Singapore. And as we hear from CBS's Cammy McCormick, this latest incident has prompted a shakeup at the top.
There have been 4 accidents involving the 7th Fleet in Asia this year, 2 in just the last 2 months, and they were both deadly. The U.S. Navy said it removed the 7th Fleet commander, Vice Admiral Joseph O'Coyne, because it had lost confidence in his ability to command. He was already scheduled to step down. The chief of naval operations says the new commander must focus on safe operations.
Well, there's a warning from the government about a computer security software company based in Russia because of its alleged ties to the Kremlin. Millions of people use it in this country and around the world. Here's correspondent Jeff Pagaz.
CBS News has confirmed that FBI officials have met with private industry representatives to relay concerns about Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity company with suspected ties to Russian intelligence. Rob Joyce, the nation's cybersecurity czar, is warning consumers against using the company's popular antivirus software.
I worry that as a nation state, Russia really hasn't done the right things for this country, and they have a lot of control and latitude over the information that goes to companies in Russia.
Kaspersky Lab denies the allegations. But we were warned Monday's solar eclipse was dangerous to look at without the right eye protection. Now stories of concern are emerging. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Here they come to emergency rooms and specialist eye clinics. Americans who either ignored or misunderstood the warnings about not looking directly at the eclipse. Others followed orders but failed to watch where they were going while they were watching. So loads of bruises, sprains, and a few breaks. Doctors say most of those reporting vision problems will be okay, but persistent light sensitivity, blurry vision, or holes in your sight could be a sign you've done lasting damage and should see a doctor. Steve?
Missouri's governor stepped in to stop the planned execution of convicted murderer Marcellus Williams, a man who proclaims his innocence. CBS News senior legal analyst Andrew Cohn.
The governor halted the execution because of substantial questions about Williams' guilt. The case against him never was strong, and now new DNA tested from the 1998 crime scene rules him out, which means another man whose identity is unknown may have committed the murder.
The family of a University of Illinois student who vanished in early June is speaking out. CBS's Anna Werner says a man's been charged with her kidnapping, but other answers have been elusive.
Yingying Zhang's mother sobbed throughout the news conference where the family spoke out for the first time since her disappearance.
With each passing by day, the chances of finding him alive decrease.
Zhang's mother and brother arrived in Illinois just a few days ago. Her boyfriend, Shaolin Ho, says they all feel helpless.
Can you describe what this has been like for the family, for her mom and dad.
Every day is like torture for us, he says. We live in agony every day.
Overseas, police in Denmark say DNA from a headless torso found in the Baltic Sea matches a missing Swedish journalist. Reporter Tom Carstensen reports from Copenhagen via Skype.
They'd found injuries to the body, actually indicating that the person who has done this has tried to get air out of the body and also tied metal around it so the body would sink.
Police have charged the builder of a makeshift submarine. He denies he had anything to do with her death. New technology is getting the credit for being a lifesaver on the roads. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert has details.
Blind spot and lane departure warning systems, the study says, are reducing crashes by double-digit percentages. Insurance Institute Vice President Jessica Cicchino says as more vehicles get these systems, more lives will be saved.
Technology in the vehicles has had great promise, and now it's living up to its promise, and we expect to see bigger benefits as these systems mature.
Cicchino says lane departure warning systems are even getting drivers to use their turn signals more. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
It's the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history. Tonight's Powerball jackpot is estimated at $700 million. Amid the debate over the future of Confederate monuments like those honoring Robert E. Lee, ESPN has decided to remove an announcer named Robert Lee from a football game early next month at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. The network assigned him to another game in what it calls a collective decision. A new study raises troubling questions about certain vitamins and an often deadly disease.
A warning from researchers about overdoing it with B-complex vitamins. Dr. Theodore Brasky of Ohio State University says his research suggests that long-term high doses of B6 and B12 vitamins can raise a man's risk of lung cancer.
The men who are taking B vitamins and who were currently smoking at that time seemed to have the highest risk of developing lung cancer. And this was over threefold for both vitamin B6 and B12.
55 milligrams of B12 is considered a high dose, but some supplements can come in doses of up to 5,000 milligrams. Jim Michenevy, CBS News.
Millions have seen Annie on Broadway. The man who brought the comic strip Little Orphan Annie to the stage has died. Tony-winning writer Thomas Meehan was 88. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.